Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Praise Jesus. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we want to say thank you to you. We bless and we honor you this day. Thank you for another day in our lives. Thank you for the miracle of sleeping and waking up. Thank you, Lord, for our going out. Thank you for our coming in. Thank you, Lord, for your plans and your purposes concerning us as individuals, as a family, as a church. We bless you. We magnify your holy name in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Thank you for all the past broadcasts. Thank you, Lord, for the souls that have been won into your kingdom. Thank you, Lord, for your promises that have become real in our lives. Blessed be your holy name in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Everlasting Father, we pray, Lord, that indeed you will speak to us today. That word that we need to hear, the word in due season. The word for the now, the word that will bring forth healing, deliverance, salvation of souls. Father, that word shall be released this day in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Brothers and sisters, it gives me great pleasure to welcome you once again to your favorite program, Commanding Your Day. And I pray that indeed the Almighty God will visit you specially today in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That which you have been looking unto God for, the Lord will answer you this day in the name of Jesus. No more delay, no more denial of his blessings concerning you, concerning your family, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today I'll be discussing with you what I titled God's Promises. God's promises, and I pray that indeed the promises of God shall come into fulfillment in your lives in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to take two texts. The first one is from the book of Isaiah chapter 55, verse 10 to 11, and the second one is Matthew 5:18. Isaiah 55, reading from verse 10 to 11. You see, for as the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the things for which it is sent. And I also read the book of Matthew chapter 5 verse 18. It says, for truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not an iota, not a dot will pass from the law until all is accomplished. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The word of God shall be accomplished in your life in the name of Jesus. The word of God will not return void. That which God has said concerning you shall indeed come to pass in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Brothers and sisters, I want us to know that the word of God is a seed. Is a seed, and it will certainly bring forth in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. That which the Lord has promised, it shall come to pass. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, the word of God is yea and amen, and so shall it come to pass. No matter how long it may be, it will come to pass. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I want you to know that there are certain factors that determine the manifestation of the word of God coming to pass in our lives. One is God's timing. The Bible makes us to understand in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3, Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 11 say, he has made everything beautiful in his time. He has also set eternity in woman's heart, yet no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to the end. Brothers and sisters, the word of God will come to pass at his time. At his time, he makes all things beautiful. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11 to 12 say, again I saw that under the sun, the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor bread to the wise, nor riches to the intelligent, nor favor to those with knowledge, but time and chance happen to them all. For man does not know his time, like fish that are taken in an evil net, and like birds that are caught in a snare. So the children of man are snared at evil time, when it suddenly falls upon them. Brothers and sisters, it is time and chance. God is the one that knows the time. He has promised Abraham that his descendants will be in bondage for 400 years. And indeed, it came to pass. So that which God has promised in the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 15, verse 13, God speaking to Abraham. He said, then the Lord said to Abraham, know for certain that your offspring will be sojourners in a land that is not theirs. I will be servant there, and they'll be afflicted for 400 years. And this came to pass in the book of Exodus chapter 12 verse 40. The time that the people of Israel lived in Egypt was 430 years. At the end of 430 years, on that very day, all the host of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt. The word of God came to pass. No matter how long it is, God has set the time. He has set the time that after 400 years, the children of Israel shall leave Egypt for a promised land. And indeed, it came to pass. Brothers and sisters, that which God has promised concerning you shall certainly come to pass in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing that can affect the word of God coming to pass is also our attitude and our mentality. Our attitude and mentality. The book of Exodus chapter 13 verse 17 says, when Pharaoh let the people go, God did not lead them by the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near, for God said, lest the people change their mind when they see war and return to Egypt. But God led the people around by the way of the wilderness towards the Red Sea, and the people of Israel went out of the land of Egypt equipped for battle. Brothers and sisters, God knows you more than you know yourself. He knows your attitude. If you do not have the right attitude, you may delay the manifestation of the promise of God. May the Lord grant you the grace to exhibit the right attitude at all times, so that the promises of God concerning you, they are not delayed, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Another thing is that you must be committed to the promise of God. That which God has said, you must be committed, and you show your commitment by being strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. God speaking to Joshua in the book of Joshua chapter 1, reading from verse 6, he said, be strong and courageous, for you shall cause these people to inherit the land that I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and be very courageous, being careful to do according to all the law that Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from me to the right or to the left, that you may have good success wherever you go. So brothers and sisters, we need to be courageous. We need to be strong. No matter the situation, no matter the tide, no matter what we are going through, no matter what is happening around us, let us remain strong in the Lord. As you remain strong in the Lord, the promises of God concerning you, concerning your family, shall certainly come to pass. In the name of our Lord Jesus, the Lord will grant you the grace, the strength to remain strong in the Lord. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Talking about being strong in the Lord, another area you need to be strong in is your prayer life. Is your prayer life? You need to be strong in it. The Bible tells us in Mark 11:24, it says, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Brothers and sisters, let us believe that when we pray, God will answer our prayers. Do not pray just because you are told to pray. Pray with a conviction. Pray with believing that God will answer you. You have to pray with conviction. The Bible tells us in the book of 1 John chapter 5, verse 14, I say, this is the confidence that we have towards him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the request that we have asked of him. So brothers and sisters, you pray with conviction, you pray with confidence that indeed this God that you are calling unto is a prayer answering God. Is a God that with whom nothing is impossible. He said, if you believe that which you have asked for, you will receive. With him, nothing is impossible. So brothers and sisters, he who have said it, will make it to come to pass. He is no man nor the son of man that will lie. That which he has said will certainly come to pass. But you need to be confident in his word, believe in his word, trust in his word. And just as also we need to know, as he spoke to Joshua in that Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, said, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. You cannot know the promises of God if you do not know what is in his book. You cannot expect those promises to come to pass if you do not know the promises. And you can only know those promises in the book, in the Bible. Study the Bible. Say, you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. May you be able to make your way prosperous. May you be able to study the word of God. And as you do so, the Lord will enlighten you. His word, he will illuminate your path in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. He will grant you that grace to see that which he has promised you in his word. And then also, we need to avoid distraction. Things will come to distract us, but do not allow them to dwell in us. The book of Luke chapter 8 verse 14, our Lord Jesus was speaking there. See, and as for what fell among the thorns, they are those who hear. But as they go on their way, they are choked by the cares and the riches and pleasures of life, and their fruit does not mature. May your fruit mature in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. The word of God, the promises of God that you have heard, they will not be choked off in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. You will not be distracted by the cares and riches and pleasures of life. Rather, you shall be focused on God. Because that which God has said will come to pass. The promises of God are generational. It's from one generation to another. The Bible tells us in Psalm 105 verse 8, he said, he remembered his covenant forever, the word that he commanded for thousands generations. So brothers and sisters, that which he has promised you, that which is in the Bible, hold on to the word of God. Hold on to that word of God. And indeed, it will come to pass in your life. But in the life of those who know him, in the life of those who have a relationship with him, can it be said that you know this God? Can it be said that you have a relationship with him? If not so, then I'm giving you the opportunity today to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And as you do so, the Almighty God will begin to make his promises come to pass in your life, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so, brothers and sisters, why don't you do so now? And just say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you today with a broken and a contrite heart, full of repentance. Please forgive me all my sins. Today, I surrender my life to you. I believe that Jesus is Lord, and I confess with my mouth. Jesus, come into my life and save my soul from eternal destruction. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Father, I thank you, Lord, for these your children that have made this confession of faith. They have accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Father, Lord, keep them in the faith. Let them be established in the faith in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Continue to be and keep them in the mighty name of Jesus. For everyone who have heard this message, the mighty hand of God will be upon you. The Lord will keep you. The Lord will guide you. The Lord will direct your path. He will perfect all that concerns you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. His promises concerning you shall come to pass in the name of Jesus. Every hindrance to his promises coming to pass in your life, they are hereby removed by the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.